Alright, so we're just gonna loop. We're just gonna loop 61 to 64. Again, just looping measure 61 to 64. Joey, you can go ahead and play the full volume since we're gonna loop this. It's not gonna be 3.
I have a D or a B there? Okay.
You have B.
A D, right? Okay.
Bump, bump, bump. To the bridge. Alright, so it's a little more articulate, because right now it's a little soupy. Just a little bit. And twice as long. Alright, here we go. Corner, it's like ba ba ba, right? Just a little bit out of phase. So let's do this just as an experiment. Just for now, everyone play close to the bridge, just for the purpose of working on time, just a little more clear, and then we'll try it again away from the bridge.
Thank you.
actually, I kind of like the sound when it's brighter overall. So maybe we'll brighten that up. This kind of music can be sort of very taxing to play because it goes on forever. This piece is relatively short. I know the composer who put this piece together. He was a big fan of Steve Reich. You might hear some similarities in the sound. Do you know this music for 18 musicians, this piece?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it goes on for like 65 minutes or something like this. 65 minutes, it's the way it works. The piece has, how many chords is it? Seven chords, eight chords? It's not so many chords, but what happens is for the introduction, they all like just bop, 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 just sort of pulse, you know, the chord, and it's based off the breath of the bass clarinet player. So he can only breathe so long, so he breathes, and they bop, 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 each chord twice, and once they get through all those chords, that's the introduction, there's like a little mini movement on each chord. Right? So you have like 5 or 6 minutes movement, something like this, per chord. And to be able to like play eighth notes like that for an hour is really demanding. Well, anyway, the composer of this piece sat down with the score, Music for 18 Musicians, and listened and watched every part, and found there was one missed note on the recording.
Wow.
There was one wrong note on the recording. Yeah, you know, so, you know, as repetitive as it can be,
65 minutes.
Yeah, for 65 minutes, I mean, you had to go through and watch every part, so I mean, that was 20 hours of listening, or if his ears were good, maybe,
We forgot to edit that one.
Well, it's a live recording. Yeah, it's a live recording. It was a live recording. It was the ECM recording, I think, is that one. So I think because of that, they, you know, somebody wants to record it again and have it. Yeah. So yeah, so you know, it takes a lot of concentration, I think, to keep these things together. So when we perform this, again, we're not doing the whole thing just yet. Just keep your concentration together, that's all. I think this sounds well. Let's do 85 count. 85 to 88. Same thing, right? Just listening for balance and time. Listening for balance and time. Four is still more on the higher strings. And volume and... Yes, you may. Thank you. spot, everything you've got. Anything you've got there. Next spot is going to be 100. 100. Alright, so we're going to repeat four bars, right? Everyone's repeating 101 through 104, and we'll have three notes pick up from the part sixes. Alright, here we go. 100.
Right where the key changes to D.
Yeah, I built it. Measure before key change.
Then you have harmonics at the end, I don't think so, right?
Yeah.
Just three, and then it ends that with this. That's done.
Yeah, but no, you have it tuning in. Okay, so let's do this. I would like to try this. Let's go and rehearse from measure. Starting at 93, and this is what I like to happen. If we play the whole song so softly that we can hear the harmonics, I think it's going to sound perhaps wimpy. So I'm going to try this to see if it works in 97. I would like you all to mark attentively in pencil, 97, a decrescendo over four bars. So I'm going to try this now. 97, 98, 99, 100. We will be lessening the volume so that when we get to the harmonic section, we can hear them and they'll be a little more present in the texture. The tune there. Then, the next thing that happens is some parts drop out. And we have this sort of softer, I guess more delicate section, you know, as much as we can differentiate. And then it gets big again at the end. So maybe this will just sort of be a premonition to the soft spot. So let's try that, see if this works. We're gonna start at 93. All right, so again, the loud volume, right, without having stepped down. Six is everything you've got on the tune there when it's fretted, without the harmonics. And then of course everything again when you do have harmonics, but everything else should be less at that point. Here we go. Piers, that was a question, or are you?
No. It's in my ear.
Again?
It's in my ear.
I've often wondered about that when people say they itch something, and I say, doesn't it already itch? And now you're fixing it, you know? Like.
Yeah, that's one of my pet peeves.
See, I was just curious, and now you're just gonna. There we go, 93. About where you were in 97, when you fell off the cliff, that's where we should end up. Yes, there, yes.
But where's the choir at 101?
Second? Mm-hmm. Yes, remaining at that volume until the key change.
Okay.
Because the sixes are playing those harmonics all the way through, and I can't really hear them with the current volume level. So, 93 again? So again, not so much right away. In fact, 97 should sound a whole lot like 96. Review the tape later and make a decision. So try one time, same thing. And let's give a little volume less. Don't go so far down. So just give not as much decrescendo. So keep the volume a little higher than it was. One.
Thank you.
So you're a little less than 1 minute. Three. Non-crescendo. But it's at the end, it's not an accent, it's a tenuto staccato, so it's not bum 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 bum.
Okay.
So bum 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 bum. just like the one before it, and I think that marking there just means hold its full value but make sure it stops. I really think that's what it means. Here we go. It got louder. One, two, don't get louder, and still. Let's do it again. All right, we want the dynamic completely flat. Three, and one. That was better. I think that's better. Okay, everyone together. Alright, so fours again, you're the metronome here, so you have to be together, otherwise we have, and listen to each other, right? I mean, if you're not with me, I don't care. If you're with each other, I do. So, I would rather you be together, and then I can try to adjust everyone with, but make sure that you are together. Starting softer still. Starting softer still. And one still not push the volume. I heard like once or twice it was pushing the volume a little bit, and that's what they're doing, but you're in, as the composer says, different worlds. Totally different worlds.
You're talking about those first four measures.
Yeah, wherever you have these chords, right? There should be
right.
no
and then what about a 100 up there? Is there any kind of, it shows at 103 a crescendo, but
no,
still
you're
flat
still,
up there.
You're still flat.
But the whole
still,
thing is flat.
It's all flat.
Okay.
All that's flat.
Because okay. Over here, it's, 1990 says went to 40. So. I mean, like there's this crescendo. And
yeah.
Where at?
Well, at 95, there's a mezzo piano crescendo.
But that's only to the dynamic arcing. And then you're flat again, mezzo forte.
Flat as we were at 80. Oh, at mezzo forte.
Yeah,
right,
so at mezzo forte, it's flat again. I mean, he does, you know, I may be totally out in left field here, but a lot of the stuff, the work I know, he, it's actually kind of a fun project. He has, like, an album of music made from collected instruments that he found in the trash. Like, old tape players, old organs, like, everything that he has on this album is, like, stuff he found on the roadside. And he does a lot of like old 80s tape and electronic sort of stuff, and I almost feel like this is like a sort of broken tape in the background, like
that's interesting. Yeah.
hear this, so he you know, he may tell me that I'm completely wrong, but that's you know, it's not supposed to be dynamic music. It's, I almost feel like almost like machine noise somehow. So let's try it again. Fours, you'll swell above and then back to match volume. The 99. Notes, if you have them, don't rush. So don't think like after you've played one bar, it's over. You can't like zone out like that one, be like, oh, thanks. You know, like, so again, subdivide that fourth beat. Bop, 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 four, and, bop, 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 four, and, bop. All right, I'm not gonna say anything this time. Three, four, and. Dolce at 95. It's okay up until 97. I think you poked through the texture a bit too much. Not so much volume, and not so aggressive. It's Dolce, sweetie. Right? Dolce, sweetie. And fours, I think less volume. Less volume. It's mezzo piano and not heavy, and I think it's starting to get heavy. 91 again. So a little less long here from the fours. Let's do 95, please. 95, no threes. 95, no threes, because I want you to hear what the twos do. All right, 95 with the threes not playing, but listening to the twos. Here we go, 95. Fours and ones and twos playing. All right, ones, twos, and fours playing. Three, one. I think just 4. B3. B3. Let's forget twos and threes for the moment, just ones and fours. Ones and fours. One, two, and three. Again, same place, ready, and. B3, B3 again, same place, B3, we'll just do B3 and 112. Not in time. Together, B3. One, two, and three, and one. And. That's much better. That's all. Okay? Now I'm going to listen to y'all because I didn't pay attention at all. Ready, and. Going on before, like we have like you're getting louder while they're stacking volume. I think it's like everyone else is like ba ba bi bom bom ba bi ha di ra bom. You know, it's like this sort of like going back and forth between movement and stillness. B3. So 115, make sure there's no sympathetic resonance in your guitars, make sure your strings are all muted. So let's do that again. B3. Ready? Thank you. 113. Great, that sounds much better. I'm glad you're counting, that's great. But it's almost as loud as the core. I want you to count.
Wants to count without moving your lips.
Yeah, I mean,
silently.
If you want.
That was a requirement.
Tap your toes inside your shoes.
That's okay, you know, but it's just like, I have to say, like the sound of saliva. At 115 is not the appropriate sound. At 115. So 113. Make sure your eights are in time here. Four is 113 again. Ready, and. Second cycle, bum, 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 bum. The last two. So don't rush. 113. Three. Oh, sorry, that's the wrong number. Two, three. Play your pickup. Okay. So we go with 116. One, two, three. And silence. We're still remaining on three. Right? Here we go 116. Two, three. Cut. Four, two, three. And off. Okay. Great. 116 again. 116 again. Here we go, two, three, and one, two, and three, and cut. Now, you're like anxious, right? You're coming in before the first beat. You're coming in before the first beat over here. They have a whole beat of rest, of silence. Okay.
This harmonic is ringing from the...
Yeah, you actually have to touch all the strings.
Yeah,
right? Yeah,
yeah.
116. Now you got to be a tire. Here we go. 16, ready, 3, and. There's sympathetic resonance on other people's guitars.
Sympathetic resonance.
Yes. That's the right term.
Unsympathetic.
And fire the whole second section. 119 now. 119, we'll start at 119. Yes. 122 and 24 flat dynamic, and then increasing 126. Mm-hmm.
Just as written.
Just as written. You know, I think in the past years we had some scores which were not clear the dynamic, but I think this year all the composers are quite clear about their dynamics. So 119. Other stuff. Yes, the sympathetic, huh? 119, 2, and... Thank you. 128. Everyone's there?
We got 7 hours of rest.
Okay, 128. So, no. So I'm going to give you, like, when you play. So it's threes and fours, then you over here, the twos, then the threes and fours, then the twos, then the threes and fours. Okay, here we go. 128. Last thing is, I don't know if I mentioned this before, I see you're not doing it. Back of your index fingernails, they're strummed with the back of your fingernail. So you can sort of like, you can sort of breathe on the strings to make it very, very, very soft.
You want all of them like that, all of them like that, or just
all of them? You can do it with your thumb or downward with your index finger, but he definitely wants with the back of the finger. So it's basically the effect we're getting is we're getting two different sticks, like you have the snare drum, which is like, you know, that's like this. It's like, and then, ta, ta. So it's like fuzzy, and then in time. There you go, 128. And, not together. Ready, 128, and.
Sounds
yeah, we were listening to
everything. Charging to Corelli in just a second, as noted, but first, pull out, please, your corral score. If you don't have the corral score, just need to bring something to make notes. Pat, not Pat, everyone. Fred Hand has made changes. He is too busy to notate them. He's performing at the Met. So I have the changes here, which I will now communicate to you. So the first thing is we're going to eliminate most of these tempo changes. Most of the minute tempo changes are going to be eliminated. So opening tempo will be 100, right? Not 92. The starting tempo will be 100. When we get to letter B, it will be the same tempo at 100. When we get to letter C, he wants slightly faster, so 106. Right? We're just taking one foot higher. Guitar fours. We're going to play this pizzicato. I have some directions that he would like me to eliminate it if necessary, so just be prepared to play it without pizzicato. So right now the plan is pizzicato, but be prepared to play it without.
Wait, he's not sure what he wants? Or?
Oh, he's sure what he wants, but it depends how it works in ensemble. So I don't know until we rehearse it.
Okay.
Let's see.
But does he want pits?
He does want pits, but if it's not, if it doesn't cut to the texture enough, then we're going to change it. Letter E. Letter E. He would like one person to play letter E all the way through 75, 76, 7, all the way through 77. One octave higher. So everyone plays as written except one of you. And Anthony, I'll let you decide who's going to do that. Letter E through 77, one person should play that part one octave higher.
That's only in the ones.
Only in the ones. Only in guitar one. Guitar ones at letter F. At letter F. No more two notes. Right? So instead of you all playing dyads, he wants the VZ. So you'll divide, perhaps the two of you in the front play the high notes, the two of you in the back play the low notes.
Absolutely.
So you each play one note. So instead of instead of free stroke on two notes, he wants you rest stroke on one note, but dividing the section. Letter H. Please add the marking long tunnel, which means distant.
Did you say long tunnel?
L-O-N.
Okay.
Long tunnel. L-O-N-T-A-N-O. Long tunnel, which means...
Oh, long tunnel.
Yes, which means distant. I didn't know this term until he said it. So I had to ask for clarification.
Is it Chinese?
Yeah.
Yeah. change the tempo marking to 106. J, 124, changing the tempo marking to 106. The 6/4 bar. Meno mosso, marking 92. So even though we've straightened out the time in most places, this is going to be just a bit slower than what comes before. So,
sorry, which
bar?
137. 137 is in
6/4. 6/4. The 6/4 bar is 92. Okay, measure 140. All right, this is where we have the biggest changes, but they're not so big. Guitars 3 and 4 should combine your parts together, and 1s and 2s will combine your parts. So as it happens right now, guitars 4, you play a B-flat on the first beat and on the 8th note following that, right? So you have like an eighth note, you have a B flat, and on the second eighth of the measure, the threes you play an F. You should both play the B flat and the F.
Okay.
So you'll play a B flat eighth note and then an F.
So instead of the eighth rest, we play a B flat.
You're going to play a B flat on your eighth rest, yes.
And when is the F coming?
One.
On the end of the first beat.
Okay.
So one and that's it. The F lasts all the way till the end of the bar, and you'll also play the same F. You'll play the same F on the and of 6. One and.
So it's B flat, one and, then to the passive.
And then you play F on the last eighth of the bar.
Oh,
eight,
okay.
5, 6, and.
Oh,
that's
okay.
It.
So 141, 8 notes, A, right? On
second.
You, well, what did you want in 140?
All you're doing, Marlon, is on your 8th rest.
Yeah, true.
Put a low B flat on the first fret of the 5th string.
A low B flat. Flat.
Yep.
Oh,
and
low
B. And it all rings the whole bar.
And it's it rings throughout. Okay.
And it rings throughout the whole. Yeah. So basically, as you've got rhythm, except just adding
and cancel the F.
No, everything else is the same. All you're doing is adding a B flat on the rest. Finish the last little bar.
Should it together?
Okay.
Together.
Ones and twos.
One and.
Yeah.
So start with the twos. You have the easiest thing. You have your triplets, which are tied to a high F. You're going to change that high F to a high E.
That's a 140, right?
Add 140, that's correct. Ones, you're going to add all the notes they have. So write in these notes. You have quarter rests. Ones, you have a quarter rest. Then you're playing middle C, right, which is the C equivalent to the first fret of the second string. Then you're playing the G above the staff. And then the F on the 13th fret of your first string, that F.
Wait,
wait. No, but
you said, yeah, now we're all doing E.
Just talking about the ones.
Okay.
That's all you have to do is make that one change.
But are they
going to
play an F while we play
an E? No. You're all playing.
Maybe you just asked us to change RF to an E flat. You just asked us to change RF to an E flat. CGFD.
Oh, it's CGFD.
It's going to be 140, then BOC.
dynamic marking, please, of mezzo piano. Dynamic marking of mezzo piano.
I'm sorry, did you say that again?
K, letter K. Dynamic marking of mezzo piano.
Is it still 92 or is it 88?
149, the Rallentando. Be prepared. He wants a humongous Rallentando.
I don't know what that means.
Means getting super, super slow, like broadening the time.
So will you just conduct that? Like,
I will conduct that. The what's going to make this difficult, though, is that you've got guitar threes playing upbeats, and the twos and ones playing downbeats, so it's going to be between two of you. Yeah, it's not as simple. 150, make the dynamic marking forte. Make the dynamic forte of 150.
Oh.
The last chord should be played piano and solo, one person from section one. And whoever that is shouldn't be reclining in the seat approaching the last bar. That actually did fix a lot of the tempo change issues that were going to arise, and there's like one or two passages where notes were combined that would have been, I think we could have done them, but and I happen to agree with him that in the interest of rehearsal time, it's probably better to shake the piece than to worry about having across four different parts. We've got 3 minutes. Let's do it curly once. It's quite a short movement. Again on beat two. Right. Guitars one, I'll give you beat one, then you'll play on beat two. We're going to go under tempo here. Right, I'll give you the first beat, you play the second. Right, here we are. One and two and too fast. That's faster than I gave you. One and two and one and two. Top, here we go.
Well, what measure are we on?
155. Is that 155? one second to calculate this. 1, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
And you have a, Jason, you have a measure that's two coordinates in it. Two in a row like that. Let me tell you that.
Sorry, what's the thing?
173, 174, 175. Just
that should just be here. Yeah, just erase that.
Okay.
163, please. 163. Starting on the second beat of 163. Yeah, 163, starting on the second beat. That's the beginning of the thing. Well, 1 and 2. Piano. Second beat of 165. Piano. Second beat of 169. Forte. Second beat, piano. And when we go back to the top, it'll be forte again. Well, I missed one. 161, also please mark 161, second beat, piano.
That's just a sh- 161,
162. It's also piano, and 163. Let's do it. Let's do it quickly. I think we're out of time. But one at top of the movement.
Top of the piece or
the Allegro? 153, the Allegro, yeah. 1 and 2. And loud.
That's
going to be 8. Well, then 178. because I'm actually looking off a different score at the moment.
So 179 is the bar after the repeat?
Yeah, the bar after the repeat.
Bar after the repeat.
Right. The bar the bar that's repeated is split in half.
Yeah.
Right. So it's the second half of that bar.
Oh.
Then that's piano.
That's piano. What's the measuring number you have on the first full bar after that?
180.
Okay.
That's why.
Is that
things
happen?
Yeah, that's why.
I think you should just keep the wrong measure numbers.
No, no, we'll leave. 181, second beat, forte. Second beat, piano. 185, second beat, forte. 186, second beat, piano. 187, second beat, forte. 188, second beat, piano. 189, second beat, forte. 191, piano.
Is it
194, forte? 195, piano.
Which is the forte one?
194.
On the first beat? Or?
On the first beat, yeah. 194, forte. 195, piano. 197, forte. 198, piano. 200, forte. 205, second beat, piano. 207, second beat, forte. 209, second beat, piano, except for guitar ones, your second note, your second quarter is piano.
Wait, 209, second quarter, oh, I see.
211, second beat is forte, except for ones, your second quarter is forte. 221, the last quarter of the bar to the end is piano. 'Kay. Anybody read Chiaro Oscuro? The notes I made? Yes? So on the rehearsal agenda, I put some links. So if you haven't done so, go read about Chiaro Oscuro.
See if yes, yes, I did.
Yeah. Right. Yes, so 21st, March 21st at the regular Guitar Society meeting.
It's a special one.
It's a special one. So we have a special Guitar Society meeting on March 21st, a Thursday, with William Canongeiser, who's going to conduct a master class of us.
Oh crap.
So
really?
Great.
So
there'll also be three soloists that will play in the master class probably before the orchestra does, and
okay, so lots of soloists, and then we are one of the performing members of the master class.
What are we
going to
play them?
Yeah, we're going to play them.
What are we
going to
play?
What are we
going to
play?
I don't know yet.
March 21st. Jason, I have March 16th in Red Bank. Is that a note from water or is that a note from somewhere else?
Red Bank is the Monmouth Community Course.
Oh, that's right.
That I'd like to check everyone out. Oh, last thing. I sent out a dual calendar thing for you to say whether or not you are available. Half of you have responded, the other half please. Well, you click yes, I'm available, or no, I'm not. That's it.
You're going to have to click this link.
You mean you don't know your schedule?
Yeah,
it's
literally something
like
that.
You have to click this link. You don't have to trade.
actually sent it to me once before, but you sent the original one again. And it's just, it would be so much easier.
Oh, no.
Cool.